Imagine yourself by a trout stream. Tell us what you're feeling and what you're seeing.
Well, first of all, you know, all streams that flow have certain shapes and forms and speeds. So the first thing I do is look at the physical structure of the stream, consider where the stream is. Is it a trout stream or bass stream? You know, what have you. And I decide that the species are there. I walk up and I look to see what food lives there. And normally, it may be crawfish or minnows or insects or all of them. And then I sometimes watch to see if I can see the fish feeding on certain forms, because they don't always just feed on everything all the time. Sometimes it involves actually sampling what lives in the stream. And when I find that out, I choose flies and imitate that food form to catch the fish.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
You still get excited about it after these years.
Yeah. It's never, never 2 days alike.
But I believe your artwork comes above fly fishing right now. You love your artwork so much.
You know, that's my favorite pastime and profession. I like it even better than fishing, because to me, it has a great parallel to fishing, because I'm usually painting or drawing fishing subjects. And to do that, you have to be a good fisherman, so to speak. And when I go fishing, I have that memory, but I don't have really any other physical thing to show for it, because we don't kill fish or mount fish or what have you. But whenever I finish a painting, I have this enduring memory on paper or on canvas of everything that happened that day.
Yeah. Have you ever taken your pencils and so forth right down there at the stream?
Not often, no.
No.
It's not an environment that does that
well. Well, as you look back and as we've been able to sense in your story here, you've lived a storybook life, haven't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I had a really rough start, and there were times that I thought, why has God been so mean to me? But you know what he did? If you're a faithful person, you realize that that was a test. That gave me the temper to live my life a better way. Just like I was telling you, my folks made me work for things. All of that developed my character that allowed me to get this far in life successfully.
And it helped you concentrate a lot on your artwork at that time, because you couldn't do a lot.
Yeah.
And fly fishing and all. So there was a reason for it.
Yes, there
is. For sure. Very good. Well, I really thank you for the time you spent, and thank you for lunch. Yeah. How would you like to be remembered?
Well, you know, that's an interesting. I get that question time to time. First of all, it's just a good person, like John Nichol. You know, John has just been such a good person to everybody, and I just like for people to like me, you know. And then the next thing is maybe because I've helped them become happier people because they've learned to fly fish from me.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, you're easy to like.
Thank you.
And we've known each other for about 3 hours here now, and that beautiful smile you have. Again, thank you, Dave. I've enjoyed it a lot.
Well, I've enjoyed being with you too, John. Come back and we'll do some fishing together, or at least get you some fish to put in your aquarium.
All right, I'll do that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.